Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. I am Carmen, and I am a Navy New Parent Support Home visitor. Today's topic is sleep, more importantly, safe sleep for babies. And the definition for baby is newborn to 6 months old. Sleep is important for all of us. Our bodies require sleep. In fact, our body functions while we sleep. What is the best sleep environment for babies? As a home visitor, I have met moms and dads that say the only way their baby will sleep is in bed with them, on their chest while they sleep, in their car seat, swinging in their swing, on the couch, you get it, any place but the crib that costs parents lots of money only to end up being used for room decoration. And then I have met parents that tell me the only place their baby will sleep is in their crib. I say, yay. For those parents, as both parent and baby are getting the restorative sleep they need, and baby is in the safest place to sleep. How much sleep is required of a newborn? A newborn typically sleeps the day away, sleeping up to 17 hours a day, mostly in short intervals, between 2 to 3 hours at a time. It could be less, or sometimes it could be longer periods of sleep. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommend babies 4 to 11 months old sleep 12 to 16 hours a day. With this information, you can do the math. Babies may sleep half their first year, and that's a lot of Z's. Did you know there is an ABC to safe sleep for baby? A is baby sleeps alone in his or her own crib, not in mom and dad's bed. Do not put baby in your bed with you. The best place for baby to sleep is in the same room as their parents or caregivers. Cribs, pack and play, or bassinets can be placed next to the parent's bed. Keep the room free from smoke and keep the room cool to prevent baby from overheating. Use the recommended fitted crib sheets to cover the crib mattress. Sleeping alone means nothing in the crib. No blankets, no stuffed animals, no pillows, no bumper pads around the crib. Loose bedding and toys are nice. However, it is a safety risk. Alone means alone. Only baby is in the crib. B is for back. Place baby on their back to sleep. Keep the crib empty. As mentioned before, nothing in the crib except for baby. Change the direction of your baby in their crib every day, as it prevents flat spots on their head. By changing direction, your baby's gaze will be in different directions. It also helps to build strength by activating muscles on both sides of the neck. C is for crib. Baby should always sleep in a crib, pack and play, or bassinet that meets current safety standards. Baby should be placed on a firm sleep surface. A soft surface such as a couch can let baby slide toward crevices between the couch cushions and become trapped. Parents' bed pose a risk, as they may be too soft and have added materials that pose suffocation risk, or parent rolls over on baby. Before deciding on using a sleep positioning device, consult your pediatrician, as they pose a danger to baby if they roll off or out of the device. Parent, holding and cuddling your baby when you are tired and falling asleep is the time to put baby in a safe place, as bonding and attachment is not happening between you and baby. Here are some tips for your baby to help with sleep. Put baby on back to sleep and tummy to play. Tummy time is a supervised activity for baby. Check their swaddle, making sure baby is secure in the swaddle. Arms are tucked inside the swaddle blanket. I know, I've heard the following many times. My baby does not like their arms confined. Parents, remember, baby is young and new to the world. They do not know what they like. Parents, do not give up. Keep swaddling. Keep them active during awake times. Provide opportunities for baby to explore their environment. Make sure the environment is safe. Keep the room dark, cool, and quiet at night. During the day, let baby sleep while the blinds are open or when the light is on, as this helps baby to distinguish day from night. If there is noise in the background, that is okay. It was not quiet inside the womb. Establish sleep routines for nap and bedtime. Parents, remember, baby likes to be held, and you cannot spoil a baby up to 6 months old. Hold your baby, play with your baby, and most importantly, enjoy your baby. Make memories. That was an overview of safe sleep for babies. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series. For more information, please contact New Parent Support at 1-866-854-0638.